Christ has put on human nature and become a man like me. Might be free. Come to dwell
in me that he might be my Lord.
Victory! Victory, victory, hallelujah! Victory, victory, hallelujah! Victory, victory, hallelujah! For Christ is now my all. Hallelujah! There's a brother who's actually sharing right now. I don't know if you know this. There's another conference just like this going on down the mountain. Too many clubs, too many campus groups in Southern Cal to put us all together in one place right now. There was one couple weeks ago. But right as we're sharing now, there's another brother sharing on ascension. Amen. It's wide open, brothers. And he sent me a text this week. He knew I was sharing on ascension, and he was sharing on ascension. And he sent me that song we just sang, Christ Put on Your Nature. And I sent him back. I texted him back. I said, awesome song, but it only has the three, right? Christ has put on human nature, becoming like man like me. What's that? He has died upon the cross that I from Adam might be free. What is it? He has risen, and as spirit, he has come to live in me. And so I said, it's too bad we don't have ascension. He texts back. It's in victory, victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Yeah, it's there. You just need glasses to see it. You know, you need ICRA glasses. Incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection and ascension. If you got those glasses on, you'll see that the victory was his ascension. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, are you with me now? Hang on. We're at about the 40th hour. 40 in the Bible means trying times. Okay, I know a lot of you have a lot of things to do down below. Studies. We got another 2 hours together. You got to hang on.
Amen.
So far, you've got mingled with God. And then you died with Him on the cross. And then you were resurrected with Him to be regenerated. But you're still on the earth. You want to stay on the earth?
No.
There's another place. It's the heavens. Hallelujah. Well, that's where we're going to go. Well, hang in there, okay? You start to get tired. If you see someone, just give them a little elbow. Not the spirit, you. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay. Well, I want to start with Roman numeral 3. So let's read Roman numeral 3. Together. Go. Amen. Okay, so this is not a review. This point is not even a summary. It's just this. It's the incarnation. I'm going to write that down. I like that. ICRA. Pretty good, huh? You know, I see you wearing your campus shirts. We need a shirt that says ICRA. Then on the back, you got incarnation. You know? We could have a little theme song. ICRA. Fight, fight, fight. Okay. Oh, it's in green. ICRA. Because then if I want to say that, I don't have to say all four words. Okay. Well, we're not going to summarize this weekend because the whole Bible is this. We're just repeating it. And if you've been, we're so happy to see so many of you for the first time. Well, come back in the spring because we'll be having a spring conference. And then we'll have another fall. And then we'll have a spring. And then we'll have a fall. We've been doing this for decades. We'll keep doing it. And then your kids will come. And say, Mom, you wouldn't believe it. We covered ICRA. Hey, I did that when I was your, not your age, when I was in college. Okay? So repetition brings penetration. The Lord repeated all the time in the Bible. And when you get into this point, the whole New Testament is structured on these four things. The whole New Testament. Let me read you a note that a brother gave me. Ephesians 1:9 says, making known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure. Amen, we covered that, right? What makes God happy? Which He purposed in Himself. The study note says, in eternity God planned a will. This will was hidden in Him. First you got to find God in the universe. Then when you find God, you got to get inside of God and find out that He has a will. Hence, it was a mystery. In His wisdom and prudence, He made known this hidden mystery. Listen, through Christ, through the revelation of Christ, that is, through Christ's incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. So we know God's will. We know God's plan because of the steps that Christ took. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Amen. Everybody's looking for God. You know, I grew up in the Beatles era, right? You know, two of the Beatles are dead. One of them, George Harrison, you know, he was a God seeker but never found God. He spent his whole life. He went and tried Indian. He tried mystic stuff. He never came to Christ. If you touch Christ, you touch God. Well, I don't know if he did, but it doesn't seem to be. Anyways, He's the mystery. And the whole New Testament. Listen, the first chapter of Matthew talks about what? 1:18 and 1:21, the incarnation. The last chapter of the Bible, 22:1, talks about the Lamb that was incarnated in Matthew 1 is now on the throne. That's ascension. See? Incarnation, ascension. Everything in between is this. So this point is not just a summary. It's what everything hinges on. You know, you really got to get glasses for these. If you get the ICRA glasses, many verses you read, you'll see this. Okay, let me give you this. Write these verses down. We won't get into all. I got some. You could go down the mountain and you could read and you could find the ICRA. Romans 8:34. John 3:13. Ephesians 4:10-11. Philippians 2:6-9. Acts 2:23-25. And Acts 2:30-33. Then Revelation 22:1. And Ephesians 2:5-6. You know, I was reading, I didn't see this, but I was reading Revelation 22:1. And He showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Okay, if you put on your ICRA glasses, where's the incarnation there? Be bold, just say something. Lamb! Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That means He had to have been incarnated. Well, that also implies, as the Lamb of God, that He was crucified. Where's the resurrection in that verse? The river. Amen, the river. Hallelujah, because the Spirit is the river. And the Spirit was released in His resurrection. Where's the ascension? The throne. You see that? I mean, I just got that this weekend. Because I had my ICRAs on. I like that ICRA graphic. Hey, you're going to be an optometrist. come up with a set of glasses like that. Some of you are optometrists. Okay. Let me give you this one. Romans 8:34. I'm going to read it to you. Pick this one up. This is easy. Who is he who condemns? That's the question. No one condemns. It is Christ Jesus who died, and rather who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God and intercedes for us. You see it? See, you're not going to find the word incarnation there. It's implied. Whenever you see Jesus, it's there. So you've got to put him on. The whole Bible becomes different. And you look at those verses going down the mountain. Well, I want to just hit, before I get into a little bit more on ascension, I really want to give you a good picture to have your concept changed. Isn't this weekend our concept being changed? Well, Brother Emmanuel said, we need to be brainwashed by falling into the vat of God's Word, swimming in God's Word, drinking in God's Word, till our concept changes. You know, in Luke 24, when he appeared to those brothers, he said he opened their mind to understand the Scriptures. You've got to have your mind open. Keep your mind open. Don't think you know everything. You know when Christ... Let me ask you a question this. When was Christ incarnated? When was God incarnated in Christ? Throw something out. Huh? When was Christ practically incarnated? At what time? These aren't deep questions here. How about if you said at his birth? Well, if you said that, you'd be wrong. He was incarnated at the conception. See, she was a virgin, but the Lord needed humanity, but undefiled. And the Spirit, in 1:18, says that which is begotten of you is out of the Holy Spirit. She was inseminated with the Spirit to bring in divinity. Right there, the mingling took place. Think about human life. You say, my baby's born on this date. Well, that was, your baby was really at conception is when the mingling took place. Think about it. So, the Spirit went in to Mary. But what came out? The Son. The Spirit went in, and the Son came out. But if you look at Isaiah 9:6, the Son is called the Father. See? Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. His name is the Eternal Father. Okay, one more time. The Spirit went in. The Son came out. His name is what? Sweet. The Spirit went in. The Son came out. Amen. His name is called. Sounds like the triune God to me. Well, how about this concept? We always think that only the second of the divine Trinity, Father, Son, Spirit, right? Only He was incarnated. No, the entire triune God. I don't know if you were old enough, probably not, but if you were my age, we had a song in the 80s. The Spirit went in. The Son came out. His name is called the Father. Oh, the Spirit went in. The Son came out. His name is called the Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forget about deep in the heart of Texas. That's incarnation. That's where the mingling is. How about the death? Well, you're not going to be able to see it on the rose, but I'm going to draw something here. Okay, that's a cross, okay? And a lot was put on that cross. Let me name some things. Well, let me say this. The cross is a divine filter It's a filter. Whatever goes through it, whatever could go through it is what we want. If it doesn't go through it, we don't want it. So let me make a filter. So, okay, what are some of the things that Christ died as and died for? Well, what were some of the things crucified on this cross? The first one is Satan. He's a loser. I'm going to put that a loser right in there just to make sure. Just to make sure he knows. Never pity him. Don't be sympathetic to him. He's going to burn in the lake of fire. And by our enjoyment, it'll happen faster. Okay, how about death? Yeah, death was there. Demons. Evil spirits. Self. Old man, old creation. What else was there? Flesh. Oh, the world was there. What else? Sin. Sins. We're not a sinner because we commit sins. We commit sins because we're a sinner. Our source is sin. That's good. You got almost the ones I covered. Okay. I'll put Adam in there, which is the old man. That's my name, Adamo, sorry. He crossed out. He was there too. Hallelujah. It happened so fast. Oh, Lord. Brian Adamo was there. I'm so happy for that. Now, that's my name. You know, that's my name is Adamo. You trace it back, it's Adam. Very apropos. Okay, well, these things you could all theoretically and doctrinally understand, but they don't involve you too much. So let me put some other things on there. How about race? Don't worry about who's a racist or not. Everybody's a racist outside of Christ. How about nationality? You know, Adamo. I'm an FBI, full-blooded Italian. That's where I grew up. Full-blooded Italian. You know, the only good Italian is a dead Italian. Oh, America. I'm an American. It only took 225 years, and we're the greatest nation that's ever been around. And then the Chinese say, 250 years. I've been around 5,000 years. Right there. How about division? How about capabilities? How about ordinances? You know, Ephesians 2:15 says he abolished in his flesh the law of commandments and ordinances. We all have ordinances. Stephen mentioned those. Holding hands, saying grace, or some people praise with their hands in the air. All these ordinances. Some you walk in their house, you can't have shoes. The other ones, you can walk in the house with the shoes. Some eat with chopsticks. Some eat with spoons. Afghanis eat with their fingers. All these things divide us. All the division. What about where we're from? How about Texas? Where's my brother Paul Kuo? My vital group brother. Stand up, brother. Where was Texas, brother? Where's Texas? Amen. I lived in Texas for a while. I went to buy a phone in Texas. The girl was 35 years old. So I wanted to strike up a conversation. Oh, I'm from San Diego. Have you ever been there? No. Oh. Have you been to California? No. Oh, that's interesting. Have you been outside of Texas? No, why? That's what she said. 35 years, she's never been out of Texas. Why? How about California? Oh. Not just California. We got NorCal. And we got SoCal. And God says, so what? I'm I'm from SoCal. I'm from NorCal. You know, my son goes to school way on top of California in Humboldt County. You know what he told me? The locals there consider Humboldt County NorCal and everything south Southern Cal. Take that, NorCal. See, they love that. See all these things? Okay, do I got them? I got them all. Well, 1 Peter 2:24 says that the Lord Jesus carried up our sins in His body onto the tree. Remember the coat yesterday? All your sins. Where do you think your sins went? Think about it. The blind, He healed the blind man unto God. Where did the blindness go? Was it just zapped out of the air? Or was it put on Him? How about paralysis when the person was paralyzed? Where did that paralysis go? It just, well, He's God. He says, well, He did heal him, but where did that sickness go? It had to have gone onto Him. Because the verse says He carried up our sins in His body. That's why in John 8, when He told the Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am, they said to Him, how can you be before Abraham? You're not even 50 years old. He looked 50, but He was only 30. How? All His life, man of sorrow. We read the verses in Isaiah 53. Ken, you did. A man of sorrow, man acquainted with grief. His whole life, taking on blindness, taking on leprosy, taking on paralysis, taking on deafness. So you looked at Him and you saw a man that looked 50. Well, forget about the pictures of Jesus. You want to see a picture of Jesus? Read Isaiah 52 and 53. But these pictures, this guy with the flowing, I don't have any hair. He's got the flowing hair. It looks like with the supercuts or something. Big flowing hair. Startling blue eyes. And not just a beard, but perfectly trimmed. Is that Jesus? Was Jesus 6'4", 250 buff? Did He have a six-pack? There's a reason why He wasn't like that. Because if He was like that, He'd have a following. The only people that followed Jesus saw God inside of Him. Nothing outward. That's why you hang around us. Nothing. We don't have choirs. We don't have beach parties. We don't have bingos. We don't have bands. We have nothing. You know, I was into all that stuff. When I got born again, I came to nothing but Christ. Hallelujah! I didn't want anything but Christ. I didn't even know I wanted Christ until I was told that. Oh, okay. The filter. Okay. This is the filter. So, all these things come. All these things He bore to the cross. And He was on the cross from 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. 6 hours. The first 3 hours He died for sins and all these things. In the last 3 hours, God condemned Him. You know, that's why He said, my God, why have You forsaken Me? Because economically the Spirit left Him. The Father, it was the first time the Son and the Father had ever not seen each other's face. He left Him. And then all, He became sin. You have 2 Corinthians 5:21. He who knew no sin, God made sin on our behalf. Okay, did any of these come through the cross? Okay, did any of these come through the cross? You've got to exercise your spirit. Don't be afraid to say something wrong. Did any of these make it through the cross?
No!
Thank you. Hallelujah. Our face never made it through the cross either. We put our face down there. And put fear. And put anxiety. And put stress. All these things that are non-God, un-God, that we're bound to. None of it went through because He stopped it. So what came through? What came through the filter? life. Even eternal life. The Spirit. Hallelujah. What else came through? Christ. New creation. Where there is no Greek or Jew, barbarian, Scythian, bond, slave, but Christ is all in all. You know, I forgot one on here, which is the most hideous one. Social class. I hate that. I hate people being separated because of their funding. It drives me crazy. You think Jesus was a rich man? I don't care if you're rich or not, or you're poor, but don't be separated from it. Social status. Religion. Hallelujah. Keep it going. Okay. You got, huh? Culture. I shouldn't put it in green. Okay, you got it. Nothing. It all went somewhere. Remember where the sins went on him? It all went somewhere. None of it came out. So why do we live in it? Why do you live in your face? Why do you live in fear? Why do you live in anxiety? You know, the whole world lives in anxiety. They have a whole pharmaceutical business based on your anxiety. The whole world thrives on anxiety. God, man, don't need to be anxious. You're continually trusting in God, Philip. Presenting, giving everything to Him. Well, look what came out. Life, the Spirit, Christ, the kingdom. Hallelujah. Okay. Then there's resurrection. Whew. So in resurrection, He breathed. We got that? We're getting to ascension. Hang on there. He breathed. Vegeta, He breathed Himself into you. Actually, He breathed the Spirit. But you know, He was the Spirit at that time. Because they were all praying and they're all scared to be killed. And He walked through the... You know, just like someone walking through here right now. He's Spirit. So actually, when He said, receive the Holy Spirit, He meant receive me. And they inhaled Him. Breathed Him in. Hey, if God's exhaling, what do you do? Amen. Tina, inhale Jesus. Amen. Inhale. We talked about it. What is calling? Calling is inhalation. So sometimes we need divine CPR. And I was trying to think all week of a great acronym. I only got Christ. So if you come up with another one, Christ Process Redemption, not too bad. I have five out of eight. You know, CPR, that's where we're really out of it. And we need someone to come. 32. To be blessed. Sometimes it's mouth to mouth. It's okay. Other times you've got to hit the heart. Christ pneuma applied. Applied? That's okay. We'll take it. Well, Christ's pneumatic resuscitation, not too bad. You know, when we visit people, we need to give them life. I heard of a brother in Colorado who got electrocuted. And in his electrocution, he was dying. And someone came and gave him CPR. And he said later, inside, he kept saying, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. And he made it. You know, when people visit us and we're kind of down and they're trying to give us some divine CPR and it's irritating to us, why are you coming again? Why are you sending another email? Why do you keep texting me? You know, deep within, don't stop. Don't stop. In our spirit, we're saying, don't stop. Don't stop. We had a brother at San Diego State. We went on the gospel. He got saved. And when we go to visit him, he would hide in the closet. We knew he was there. But he'd hide in the closet, so we had to leave. Well, Eventually, he got CPRized. Now he's a leading brother. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop giving up on your schoolmate. You think he's not interested. So what you need to do is you need to hook up with another brother and sister and find out what's the best way to give it. You don't want to kill them with your love. You know, there's a point maybe they need a little break. But you have to figure out what that is. Have you ever been killed by love? You know, called a mommy? By God's mercy, I got a wife that loves me to death. And for some reason in her mind, she has to make lunch for me every day. And breakfast. And I tell her, just sleep in. Because sometimes I want to buy my own lunch. Like a burger and a fry rather than healthy fruit and sandwiches. But, you know, sometimes, and this happens a lot, I'm in my room, I'm either reading, maybe even having a time with Christ. What do you want for lunch? Anything you got, honey, it's great. Peanut butter and jelly or ham sandwich? Ham sandwich sounds good. 30 seconds later. You want your bread toasted or plain? Toasted, honey. Okay. A minute later. You could have Swiss, Gouda, or jalapeno jack. At this time, I'm starting to get irritated. Swiss! That's not over yet. Not over yet. Grapes or banana? Just give me a banana. Just like that. I get so upset. Well, sometimes our contacts, we got to follow. You might be loving them too much. So you need to grab your partner and find out what's the best way to CPRize them. You got it? And then the last one is ascension. Hallelujah! We've been there the whole time. We've been there the whole time. You know why? Because all these steps are just wrapped up in the person. All these steps are wrapped up in the person. When you touch the Lord, didn't you touch the Lord this week? Sometimes I saw somebody while you're singing. You weren't thinking about school. You weren't thinking about friends. You weren't thinking about nothing except Jesus infiltrating you. I saw it on your face. You know, at that time, guess what's happening? We're mingling with God. Incarnation. You denied yourself because you came to this meeting and said, I'm not going to sing like them. I'm not going to sing like them. Then I'm singing like them. The cross. You denied yourself. And then you're in resurrection because he's flowing. And then you're above your whole situation. You're in ascension. So we experience these things. You just got to pinpoint it. You got to put on the glasses. And see, we have these experiences. And we should have them all the time. This is the life of a normal Christian. We shouldn't forget about the self. Forget about your condition. Forget it. Forget it. Forget about your past. Forget about your failures. You know, that's what the enemy, the loser comes. He never comes and says, hey, why don't you praise the Lord right now? He never says that. He always says, look at you. You're going to go to the meeting when you don't feel like it? And you turn to him and say, yeah, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. Brothers, sisters, the Christian life is a flocking life. It's not independent. You have to come together. Amen. There's nothing in the Bible that has any individual believer as a specimen. They're all built into the body. How do we get built? We come to the meetings. Amen. I tell the saints in San Diego all the time, there's two calendars. You got your personal calendar and you got the divine calendar with all the activities of the church life. The problem is most of us put the divine calendar into the personal calendar and to see if it fits. I can't do that. I can't do that because I got plans. I can tell you, I've never done that. From the time I got born again, my personal calendar is in the divine calendar. Whatever the church is doing, I'm doing. Whatever the church is doing, I'm doing. Prayer meeting. You think I wake up every Tuesday, oh, I love to go to the prayer meeting. Tuesday's the worst day of the week. I think it's true. It's the worst day. But do I just stay home because I don't feel like it? No. Every time I go to the prayer meeting, I get revived. And some of you, I can't go to the prayer meeting. I got to study. Prayer meeting, 168 hours out of the week. 1 hour. 168. You could go to the prayer meeting. I can't. I got 9 units. And I don't work. You don't understand. I got to study. You're right, I don't understand. I'm not talking about good old days, but when I got born again and brought in with the brothers, that was it. It was all or none. I got educated. I got a degree. I got a job. I got a family. I got kids. It all works out. But the main thing is I got God. So my friends ask me, hey, let's go out here Saturday. I got to check my divine calendar. Oh, I can't do that. I'm busy Saturday with the saints. How about Sunday morning? Let me check. Oh, I'm busy Sunday morning. How about Sunday night? Oh, the Lord's table. Oh, can't do it. My whole calendar's full. That's almost like I have no time except for God. What a thought. That's what He made us for. So don't excuse yourself. Don't be strict with yourself. Be merciful toward others. Don't say, why aren't you at the prayer meeting? Peter, I thought you were Peter the Great. You're not. Don't say that. It's you. Why aren't you at the prayer meeting? Why aren't you at the Lord's table? That's another hour in the 168. So I've given you 2 hours. How about a home gathering? How about when the saints are doing something on a Saturday? Or maybe they're having a gathering or something. Hallelujah. Oh, you know, I'm not putting a noose on you. This is our life. This is our experience with so many around us. We've already done it. And it's safe. You haven't lost a thing. Okay. So, let's go to point one. Let's read that. Go. Forty days after the Lord's resurrection, He ascended into heaven. What a scene. Listen to this verse in Luke 24:50. And He led them, this is after He resurrected, He led them out as far as Bethany, and He lifted up His hands and blessed them. And while He blessed them, He didn't even finish His blessing, Ben. While He blessed them, He parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. You know, before Peter and the brothers, oh, the Lord's resurrected. You know, ho-hum. Back to my calendar. Back to fishing. Gone fishing. But after He breathed Himself into them, the fire got into them. The fire got released. The fire got released. Remember that? The shell of His humanity got cracked and the fire got into them. So they were burning. And they ran for great joy. He was with them 40 days. He ascended. And what did He do for 10 days? What happened after that? What were the brothers doing for 10 days? 120 of them were praying, shouting, jumping, leaping. They weren't solemn. They weren't sitting there for 10 days. That was an interesting point that Peter brought out. When the Lord fed the 5,000. Hey, Thaddeus, Bartholomew, did you get a count how many people were there? when he said that? Was it really 5,000? Bartholomew, Thaddeus, Matthias, John, James, Thomas. They were all enjoying Jesus. They weren't giving ho-hum prayers. They were praying for him to come back. And he did. As the Spirit. And then, in his ascension, Christ was crowned with glory and honor, made both Lord and Christ, made leader and Savior, and made head over all things to the church. Okay, just write down this real quick. He's crowned with glory and honor, Hebrews 2:9. Crowned with glory and honor, Hebrews 2:9. In his ascension, he was enthroned, Hebrews 12:2. In his ascension, he was made Lord and Christ, Acts 2:36. And in ascension, he was made head over all things, Ephesians 1:22. And he was, last point is, in his ascension, he was made a great high priest, Hebrews 8:1. All these verses relate to his ascension. Was he the Lord before his ascension? Yeah, they called him Lord. Was he Christ? Remember he said to Peter in Matthew 16, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter, in his best moment, said, "You're the Christ! Hallelujah, Brother Pete! The Son of the living God!" Right? But, that was his divine status. His humanity hadn't been brought in to that lordship. See, sang the song, "There's a man in the glory. There's a man in the glory." He's not only is God not a blob, but he's a man. I don't know how a man could be in the third heavens. You know, it's quite frankly, I don't really care. The Bible says it, and I believe it. There's a man in ascension. Amen. There he was made Lord in Christ. Oh, Lord. You know, now he's 100% God and 100% man. He's not 50-50. It's not an ice cream bar. He's not 50% God and 50% man. No! He's 100% God and he's 100% man. And that humanity is stamped by God, certified organic. I only eat organic things. But then eat Jesus. Amen. You know, Emmanuel, I asked him after he shared, he left out the best verse. He was talking about eating Jesus. And then he left out the best verse in the Bible, John 6:57. "As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father." Emmanuel, what does he do? What do we do? Amen. Amen. You see that verse? Is that in your Bible? I tell you, if you just have that verse in your Bible, you could save anybody on your campus. Because there's not one person on your campus that knows that they could eat Jesus. Bow down 5-6 times a day. Clean myself up at the church. I raised good kids, paint the fence white. You know, I never wanted to be a Christian. To be honest with you. I was raised in Roman Catholicism. The last person I wanted to be was a Christian. My mind. I didn't want to be good, number one. I didn't want to raise good kids. I didn't want to go to church on Sunday, miss NFL. I didn't want white picket fences. I didn't want none of that stuff. That's what I thought a Christian was. Well, I didn't want Jesus. I just didn't know. I didn't know. No one told me. So eventually someone told me on campus. And I began eating Jesus. Oh, eating Jesus. You've got to remember my background. You don't eat Jesus in mass. And they were praying. You know, when we used to pray, we used to... Amen. And I would go to these prayer meetings, especially the sisters. Oh, I went to one of my first couple of prayer meetings, and the sister was binding the devil. You know, the verse in Matthew, in order to plunder the house, we got to bind the strong man. And she was, we bind the strong man! And veins were popping out. And she had a little donut on her head. We bind you, Satan! We bind the strong man! Whoa, I was almost scared to death. Who are these women? We all need our jugular veins. Hallelujah! Tell your neighbor hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, when I came to the church life, these people prayed. They didn't pray for Aunt Betty. They didn't pray for Aunt Betty's dog. They didn't pray for Aunt Betty's house to be sold. They prayed that Aunt Betty be dispensed with the triune God. I like that prayer. Come to the prayer meeting. Release your spirit. You know, we've had an increase of people come to the prayer meeting because over the years we've been hitting this. But still, I can't figure out. They come to the prayer meeting. They finally brought their body. It took a week to bring the body there. They actually put their physical body in the prayer meeting and they never prayed. But I'm kind. I'm a gentleman, so I don't say anything. But I really want to go over there and say, brother, you made it. Open your mouth. I just want to reach in there, grab it out, take the tongue out. They had tongues of fire at Pentecost. Why tongues? Who they spoke? Don't pray silently. In your class, pray silently. But in your car, roll down your window and let it out. Hallelujah. You know, we had a song growing up when we were young in college. Roll down the windows, we're gonna call on the Lord. Roll down the windows, much grace the Lord doth afford. When we turn to Him, oh how our spirit shines. Get out of your mind, dear brothers, and call on the Lord. See, Jenny. She was one to call on the Lord with us. Do you sing like that in your car? You should drive with me around work. You'll be a different person. You know, we come to the mountains. People always say, I like going to the mountains. I get closer to God. So now you're 8,000 feet closer. You know, be honest with you. When I come to the mountains and I sit down, I get away and I see the scenery, I get in my mind. This is gorgeous. What am I living in the city for? And I start thinking about all this stuff. I wish I could live here. I don't pray. You know where I meet God? At the 4055 merge. That's where God is. San Diego, we don't have we have the 5. We got the 805 and the 5 merge. And everybody's sitting like this. And I roll down the window and start singing. I made up a freeway song. My Christ is great. On Highway 8, I'll stay alive on 805. By Christ supreme on I-15, He sets me free on 163. You know, I'm not performing. This is how I get off the merge. It took me 4 hours to get here. And I was exercising the whole time. Oh, I don't want to be in my mind. I'm so frustrated. It just took me 2 hours, but I left too late to get it done. Try to sing. Get out of yourself. Not here. Go to your room. Lock the door. Close the blinds. And get out of yourself. Tell God, I want to get out of myself. Whatever it takes. I wasn't born like this, but I was born again like this. You know, when I was preparing, I said, start real slow and then hit ascension. I haven't been able to do that. you get to ascension, you just, you're enthroned. Okay, I got to get to the point here. Oh, let me read through. Because Christ ascended and was established as Lord and head, he baptized the entire church in the Holy Spirit. This was accomplished in two sections. All the Jewish believers were baptized in the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And two, all the Gentile believers were baptized in the house of Cornelius. You have to read the verses. We don't have time. But listen, when he, remember the grain? The grain? The goal of the grain is multiplication. He really didn't multiply in his resurrection. But in his ascension, after those 10 days of the brothers praying, he himself poured himself out as the Spirit of power. He breathed into them as the Spirit of life after his resurrection. And then he poured himself out as the Spirit of power. So John mentions breath and Acts mentions wind. See? John mentions water, Acts mentions power. When we say be filled in your spirit, we're talking about drinking in Jesus. But also, we want you to be filled outwardly with your spirit. You know what it's like. It's hard to go preach the gospel. No one likes doing that. But when you're in the spirit, especially when you're with another member, and the spirit's upon you, you just get that first word out. Once the first word comes out, boom. You know how I prepare my sharings? I say, Lord, give me the first sentence. I could do it after the first sentence. I never know what to stand up and say. Give me the first sentence. Once the mouth opens, the Spirit flows. So the Spirit, the Lord baptized His body in the Spirit. Is this making sense? It's a little bit choppy here because I'm not covering all the points, you know, completely in the order, but. In these two sections, all genuine believers in Christ were baptized in the Holy Spirit. How many spirits are there? One! Ephesians 4:4 says one body and one spirit. But there's two aspects of the spirit. There's the inward and then there's the outward. It's like a policeman. A policeman. The only reason why we stop for a cop, the only reason why is his uniform. But there was a guy in Bermuda shorts and a tank top and said, you wait right there. I'd be honking. The only thing that makes that man different is his uniform. That's his power. We've been baptized with the Spirit. We have the power. You know, it takes power to take a sinner and make him a son of God. All the forces of hell and darkness are holding him down. And we come along. And maybe we're just when you share the gospel with someone, you don't know when the straw is going to break the back. You might be the first straw, and it's going to take 10 years. But maybe someone's been putting the straw in for 10 years, and you're the last straw. That's why you never boast when you get someone saved. Because they've been worked on for a long time. You just happen to be the last straw. But it takes power to bring someone out of darkness. Takes power. It's not just, you know what, Jesus died for you, so what? Well, if you believe in Him, you won't go to hell. So what? And it doesn't attract people. You've got to give Him this. You know, if you could get good at this, within 30 seconds, you could do this whole thing with someone who needs the Lord. Right on the bus. Right on the bus. Okay, in one spirit we were all baptized into one living body to express Christ. Regardless of our race, amen! Nationality, amen! Or social rank. And we should all be one body. 1 Corinthians 12:13. For in one spirit were we all baptized into one body. And we're all given to drink the Spirit. See, two aspects there. We're drinking and we're baptized. Some of you will be baptized later on today. I hope you would be baptized. Mark 16:16 says, He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. Well, your baptism is just the affirmation of what took place already. He's already baptized you in the body, if you're a believer. He's already baptized you. We got the verse. But now you need to identify with the body. You need to be a body person. The Lord doesn't need specimens, doesn't need individual Christians. He needs a built-up body. And the way He gets it is by descending Himself as a Spirit. Taking the Spirit. Applying the Spirit. On the day of Pentecost too, the ascended Christ poured out the Spirit on His body. This pouring out was not for life, but for power. Okay, I talked about A. Let me go to A1. On the day of resurrection, the Lord breathed the Spirit as life into His disciples. I think we got that. Day of Pentecost, He poured out the Spirit of power. Amen. Oh, Lord, it's so good. There's only one Spirit, yet there are two aspects. We covered that. Every believer should have experience of both aspects. Amen. So, you need to experience having Christ put into you. You need to experience being put into Christ by being baptized. I was baptized at 3 weeks old. Do you think I remember anything about that? I was sprinkled with holy water. No, it didn't matter. But when I got saved, you know how I got baptized? I read it in the Word. I kept reading baptism. No one shared it with me. And so, I finally, you know, they used to baptize in front of everybody, a big tub. This is radical. So, this sister came up to me and said, look, I'll tell you what. If you get baptized next Sunday, I'll get baptized with you. I said, yeah, it sounds good. I'll be by myself. So I'm in the meeting, and she comes walking behind me, taps me on the shoulder. Hey, I'm not getting baptized. I said, it doesn't matter. I'm getting baptized. Baptized into God. You know, when you're put under that water, your biology test means nothing. Your family means nothing. Your future means nothing. You're just lost in God. All your senses are just and you're put into the death of Christ. And when you come out of the water, you're in resurrection. Hallelujah! And then we daily drink this baptized Spirit so we could stay in the Spirit. Amen! Some practical way. Oh, okay, got that. Practical ways to experience the Spirit of power. Okay. Thoroughly repent and deal with our sins. Yes. John 1:9 says what? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Well, He did forgive us our sins when we believed in Him. Absolutely, 1,000%. But we're in the world. We're picking up the dust. We're picking up things all the time. So confess. If you say, I don't have anything to confess about, then confess to the Lord that you have, Lord, I'm so dull that I have nothing to confess. That's your confession. Believe. Amen. Since the baptism in the Spirit is a fact, not a feeling, accomplished by the Lord on the church, and since we are part of the church, the outward filling with the Holy Spirit from the baptism in the Spirit is now our portion. It's not a feeling. Peter, come up here. You know, we live in feelings. Hey, what day of the week do you like? Monday or Saturday? Why Saturday? Monday morning, you don't feel like doing anything. Saturday morning, you feel like doing something. The sun doesn't know the difference. The rotation of the earth doesn't know the difference. Okay, brother. Peter Watson, do you have a liver? Okay. How do you know you have a liver? How do you know all humans have a liver? Has someone looked inside of you? If someone's looked inside, I still don't know. How do you know you have a liver? Aha. Someone told you you had a liver. Okay. What if they told you you didn't have a liver? Would you believe that? Have you ever looked at an anatomy book? Yeah. Does it show a liver? Do you know where your liver is? Point again. That ain't your liver. That's your liver. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know a lot of things about your liver. Okay. Have you ever felt your liver? You don't even know you have a liver, or barely know, and you never felt your liver. And yet you say you have a liver. Is your liver working? It's working? How do you know it's working?
Good question.
You don't. You don't know it's, you don't know how you know. Yeah. If your liver wasn't working, what do you think would happen? Look at this. Pain? Would your skin color change? Yep, that possible? What color would his skin become? See? Thank you, brother. Perfect, brother! Spot on! I was hoping that would happen. Does Christ live in you? Is the Spirit upon you? Are you baptized in the body? You may not feel it. You may not even know how it happened. You don't even know where it's at. I mean, if the surgeon operated on him, he'd pull out another part. The liver, the right side, just below the rib cage. Yeah. You get the point? Do you have to feel it? Do you have to feel like you're at ascension on Monday morning? Mondays are the worst days. Because we live in feeling. If we lived in our spirit, we'd say, whoa, I'm coming off 2 days of God. I can't wait to live for Monday. Hey, man, I got filled in the Spirit all weekend. That's fact. Feeling is Monday. And then, there's a cloud in Southern California. This cloud, that's the worst. An overcast Monday. I mean, we're already buried. 48 hours in the triune God. 48 hours singing. 48 hours being filled with the Spirit. And then 12 hours later, we're buried. Because of feeling. Don't trust your feelings. Learn, practice to live without your feelings. How do you live without feelings? You proclaim. You speak your way out of your feelings. You speak the facts. The facts. If you're dead, don't pretend you're not dead. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm dead. Boom. Don't say, I can't make it. You say, Lord Jesus, I can't make it. Just be real. Just be real. Just be real. But don't say, oh, I don't want to be disingenuous, so I'm not going to exercise my spirit. If I just say, Lord Jesus, I love you more than anything, I'll be fake because I really don't love him more than you. That's the loser. Forget about the loser. Speak. Speak. Speak to the trees. Speak to your car. Speak to the bushes. I live with a brother. And Mr. Blue Jay would visit our fence every couple, 3 days. Blue Jay. He always, hey, Mr. Blue Jay, I got something to share with you. And he would preach the gospel of Mr. Blue Jay. Well, it sounds funny, but that brother was living. You know. Mr. Blue Jay, did you know that God became a man? Right away, he's in the Spirit. And the Blue Jay sitting there. Well, be careful. All creation is groaning. That's not too... Yeah, all creation is groaning for the revelation of the Son. The Blue Jay saying, keep on speaking! Because I'm prey around here. I don't want to be eaten. You know, if I can make it into the millennial kingdom, I'll live. I think so. Okay. Obey! Obey! Alright, we got that yesterday. Obey! You know how we obey? We just say amen. And he is so, don't think about these, he is so tender to us. You know? My favorite dessert is, of all time, is homemade chocolate chip cookies. You know, and after I've eaten quite a bit, there's just a little sensation. I think that's enough for us. And I got two options. I could have one more. Or I could say, amen. See? So sweet. Actually, when I say amen, I'm in ascension. I'm in resurrection. I'm following the Lord. It's so simple. Just while you're driving. While you're driving. The Lord will say something to you. Or speak something to you. Just say, amen. Amen. That's the way we obey. We want to be defeated. We want to be defeated by Christ. You know, when we don't obey, that means He wins. When we say amen, no. When we don't obey, we win. When we say amen, He wins. You know, in today's terms, it's tap out. Just tap out, brothers. When the Lord comes to you, tap out. You got it? You get the, you sisters know what I'm talking about? I don't know what I'm talking about. I just hear that term. Anyways. Pray. Pray in one accord. That's the best way to get the Spirit. Let me tell you. You know, before every meeting, you know what the brothers are doing? You think we're discussing Iran? What's ISIS doing? Hey, what did ISIS do today? We're in ascension. You know, Jesus is the Lord. That means He's over everything. He knows how to take care of all that. We just pray. And when we pray, we get in one accord. Amen. One speaking, four messages, right? They're all the same. All the speaking is the same. The same because we're in one accord. You got to pray to get in one accord. I always tell the brothers in San Diego, four of them drive to the meeting on the Lord's Day. No one says a word. I can never figure that out. Who would break the ice? Who would be a fool for Christ? They'd say, hey, brothers, Jesus is Lord. Who would do that? From the laundry. Who would do that? Anybody who comes to the meeting silent, it's going to be really hard to be exercised in that meeting. It's very hard. You got to speak. Someone's got to crack the ice. Oh, but if I say something, they'll think I'm spiritual. Well, you're brothers. What else are you supposed to do? Someone's got to break the ice. Roll down the window. Say, hey, brothers, at the red light, let's call on the Lord. Pull up to the Pontiac next to you. We got something to tell you. Jesus is Lord. And then drive off. Oh, you'd be crazy. You could come to the, you all come to me like this. I have experience just like this. Oh. I've been burned by the brothers so many times. Just eventually just give in. Peter and the apostles received the Holy Spirit coming down upon them as Spirit of power and were empowered. Amen. To do an exceedingly effective work for the Lord. Like the apostles, here we go. When we go to the campuses to preach the gospel, we have to go by the Spirit. We have to exercise our faith to believe that we are in Christ. Okay. Let me give you one short story. When we say the Spirit of power, we're not asking you to do dynamic things. We're not asking you to speak in tongues. We're not asking you to walk differently. It's yours. It's just on you. And I'll tell you a quick story. My father-in-law, you know, he's 6'4" from Brooklyn and a retired cop. When I told my brother, I called my brother, and said, Marv, I'm falling in love with this girl. I think I want to marry her. My brother, my older brother. He says, you got to go talk to the dad. You got to know the family. And I walked up to his house. And, you know, he had a window to his kitchen before I knocked. And I looked at him. And the only thing he was wearing was Bermuda shorts. 280. Smoking a stogie, cigar. Listening to the Padre game. Washing dishes. My knees were shaking. Well, anyways, his daughters were in the church life, so he's familiar a little bit, but he never was baptized. And I never talked to him about that. Not Steve Brody. But we were at a meeting, at a home meeting, and this sister in a wheelchair, she was a polio victim from Canton, from Hong Kong, uneducated, illiterate, weighed about 70 pounds, but she was filled with Jesus. She had the Spirit of power on her because she touched the Lord all the time. And we're just talking the breeze. We're talking nonsense. And out of nowhere, she says, "Steve, you need to get baptized." I almost had a heart attack. I felt like the Pharisees. Why are you talking like that to him? You got to lead into this. You don't just pull it out of the blue. I was a Pharisee. I was terrible. You know what my father-in-law said? He said, "I got my swim trunks in my car. I had another heart attack." You know what she said? "Go get them." He goes to his car. And he brings his swim trunks up. And we baptize him in the jacuzzi. That's the spirit of power. That's what I mean by the economical spirit. You just tell someone what to do. You know, in the gospel, we should compel people to be saved. When they say they're not interested, like the brother Manuel shared about the professor that walked by, we need to compel them. How could you not be interested? Didn't you know that you could eat Jesus? Something like that. We compel people. We're not forceful to irritate. Well, they will be irritated. When you touch Satan's kingdom, there's irritation. But we're for regeneration, not irritation. Okay, last point. The power to preach the gospel is in the Spirit. Good. Because we have the Spirit, we have the power to boldly preach the gospel. Hallelujah. All of you can be filled with the Spirit within. All of you have the Spirit upon you. You just have to take it. You have to believe it. You know, it's funny. We all know the doctrine. Christians are believers. We just believe. How is there a God? I just believe. Oh, people get so irritated. I just believe. How did Noah build the ark? I just believe he built the ark. How was the Red Sea parted? Well, Exodus 15 mentions it was parted. I mean, it irritates people to the core. But we just speak by what we believe. And in our speaking contains the Spirit. And the Spirit touches people. Not your cleverness. Oh, the Red Sea? Well, let me tell you about that. It's at the longitude here and latitude there. And God knew that. Just speak faith. Just speak faith. When I got saved, I went into a Bible study. No one showed up but me. And there were 8 saints there. And the first thing I said is, "It looks like you're all Christian." Remember I told you I didn't want to be a Christian. But they all look like Christians. I said, you all look like Christians, but I'm not. That's what I said. They put away the Bible study. And they all cleared their throat and scooted up in their chairs. And one began to speak. And then another began to speak. And then I recognized, this thing's going somewhere. And they said, "You want to receive Jesus?" I said, "No." I said, "I got too many things going on that I want to do before I believe in Jesus." You think they said, "Okay, see you later. Thanks for coming." Kept speaking. Corporate gospel. "You want to believe in Jesus?" No. I said, "What about the starving children in Africa?" You think I really cared about the starving children? I went there to get born again. That was deep in. But it had to come out. So finally a brother said, "Randy Barrows, the elbow, hey, forget about what you have to give up. Think of what you're going to receive. Eternal life." I said, "Okay, let's do it. Amen." I got saved that day. Amen. Next day I began meeting with the brothers on Saturday. You don't have to wait 3 years. You just get someone saved, they'll follow you. Keep eating Jesus. Okay, let's stand up and sing "Christ Has Put on Human Nature." And we'll say "Victory" for the chorus. Ready? Go. "Christ
has put on human nature and become a man like me. He has died upon the cross that I come out of my life to do. He has lived in an eternity and come to live in me. That he might be my God."
Victory! Raise your hand. Victory, hallelujah. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Victory, victory, hallelujah.
for Christ is now my all.